The FT.
Hello, this is John Aglinby from the World News Desk, talking with Guy Dinmore, our Rome correspondent, about the amazing escape act perpetrated by Silvio Berlusconi, Italy's Prime Minister, who has just defeated no confidence motions in Italy's Parliament. Guy, how did Silvio Berlusconi manage to win this vote by 314 votes to 311 when many people thought he was going to be defeated?
Yes, normally you would imagine the head of a government who has gone through so many crises and scandals of his own involving his private life, corruption scandals involving his close associates, the resignation of two ministers and other senior officials, would be in very little shape to continue heading a government, especially when over 30 of his former allies in the lower house deserted him. But at the end of the day, he is still really the unchallenged leader of his party. There is no strong force inside his party to oppose him. And he's still a charismatic man. He's extremely wealthy. He's a billionaire. Rome investigators, the magistrates, are looking into accusations by the opposition that people in the Berlusconi camp were trying to bribe deputies to give their support, although, as far as I can tell, there's no clear evidence of that. But at the end of the day, I think he managed to win on two counts. One was that the Eurozone crisis is beginning to buffet Italy, not in the way that Spain, Portugal, Greece and Ireland have been affected, but certainly it's having its effect on Italy with its huge national debt. There is an understanding that this is not the moment for Italy to hold early elections, which probably would not resolve the situation anyway. But behind all that, there is the very real sense amongst the opposition and the rebels that they are not ready for elections at this point either. The centre-left Democratic Party, the main opposition, is as divided as Berlusconi's own party.
Does this mean the future's set fair for Silvio?
No, not at all. I think what's going to happen now that he's actually lost his absolute majority in the lower house, so he cannot really be confident of passing any difficult legislation. His first option, and already his colleagues are saying this, will be to try and expand the coalition, to somehow woo some of the rebels back in. Possibly there's a centrist Catholic party led by a former ally, Pier Ferdinando Casini. He might be persuaded to rejoin the government. He was an ally of Berlusconi's 2 years ago. Failing that, if they don't manage to expand the coalition, then I think Berlusconi will have to present his resignation to the head of state, and Italy will be looking at early elections, possibly in the spring.
And which do you think is the most likely option?
I think the government will struggle on. I imagine we might have a protracted period of consultations. Perhaps there will be an attempt to sort of patch up the government. But at the end of the day, I don't think this government is going to survive for very long. And who knows, there's even a possibility that Berlusconi might shock us all and present his resignation pretty quickly and force the early elections, which he thinks he has a good chance of winning.
Do you?
I don't think he would win them outright. This is the problem. There's a great sense of disaffection in Italy with Berlusconi. He's ruled for 8 of the last 10 years. The country has made very little economic progress, unemployment is climbing, the austerity program is beginning to bite. So I think even the best result for Berlusconi would be, under the current electoral system, possibly winning the lower house but not the Senate, which would mean continued paralysis.
Did the opposition have only one bullet in their gun, or could they try and mount a new challenge in the forthcoming weeks?
I don't think they do now. Gianfranco Fini, the former ally of Berlusconi, who essentially launched this revolt, has not come out of this too well, because at the end of the day, four of his deputies went against him and supported Berlusconi. So I don't think he'll be trying to force Berlusconi out of office anytime soon. And the main opposition Democratic Party is really not strong enough either. They're really on the sidelines watching this slow death of Berlusconi's centre-right movement.
And you don't think there are any other pretenders to the throne within his own party?
Eventually, yes. I think there are two options. Should Berlusconi manage to win elections, he might, at that point, try to muster a passage of power to a younger generation within his party that might be malleable, that he could control, One of the names mentioned there is Alfano, who is the justice minister. If there was a real rift in the party and it came to an open power struggle, as it did with, for example, the fall of Thatcher in the UK so many years ago, then you might see someone like Giulio Tremonti, the finance minister, trying his hand for power.
We'll just have to watch, wait and see. Guy Dinmore in Rome, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.